Today's speaker is Melody Kraft.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm going to actually talk about something serious today, but I want you to take this information with a light heart. Because, you know, every time we make a transition in life, we make changes in our life, it can feel a little uneasy. But so we don't want to judge ourselves or beat ourselves up. So just listen to this today in a very light way. Nurture yourself. Okay, so what I want to talk about is, what if you could heal with a magic wand? Everyone always says, yes. Yes. Okay, so, you know, if you had a magic wand that could change your life from struggling and scarcity to happiness and abundance, I'm sure most of you would say yes and do that. But I want to tell you that you don't need a magic wand, because you already have something more powerful than a magic wand. And it resides within you, and it's just waiting for you to recognize it. Okay, so I want you, for the next moment, I want you to look at your earliest memory when you were a child. Just go back as far as you can and try to remember your earliest memory. Now, if you can't, just remember something that happened last year, or last week, or yesterday. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a moment to think about that. You know, generally our first memory, it's usually attached to something that didn't really feel good about ourselves. Because it's an emotional attachment. That's why we remember it. Have you all got something? Okay. So most people, like I said, most people remember some kind of, you know, abuse or neglect or abandonment. And anything we remember, it's because it has an emotional impact on us. Otherwise, we don't remember it. So our memories are linked to our emotions. So whatever you remembered from last year, or last week, or yesterday, will be the same as your earliest memory. Unless you've already worked on this before, this issue. Okay. So just look at your memory and notice what it is. Alex, you okay? You're looking puzzled. One memory. Just one memory. If you can't remember something from your childhood, then remember something that's happened recently. That, if you can remember in your childhood, that's good. Okay. So I just want you to just notice what it is at this point. Okay. So this first memory is really important, because the way you felt about yourself in that moment sets the stage for your entire life. Okay. So it becomes like a thread and a theme throughout your life. So, and what it does, it plays out as your identity. So if you experienced, I'm just going to give you an example. If you experienced yourself where you felt like you were being victimized, okay, then you tend to respond that way and feel like you're victimized when you have relationships with others, even though that may not be happening at all, because it's linked to your identity. But when you notice that pattern, you can change. Okay, I'm seeing some of you thinking about that. Does anybody have a question? Stop me now before I go on. Okay. So your self-identity is tied to being victimized. You know, and it can be that you felt abandoned, or just abused, or wounded. You know, it can be a number of things. But whatever it is, if you've never really looked at it, it plays out in your life over and over and over. Okay, so and because it becomes your identity, this is why it's hard to heal. Because we, on an unconscious level, really resist losing our identity. That could be quite frightening, because we think it's us, who we are. What this also means is you're living in your past, not in this moment. And your past is now, and your past is becoming your future until you notice it. Okay. So that first memory becomes who you are, your identity. And when you recognize this earliest feeling, you're going to see that your whole identity is built upon this emotional memory. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that you react to everything. How you react to everything is how you see yourself. And how we see ourselves then justifies all the defenses we feel like we need to protect our identity. Does that make sense? Okay. So this is how our past, our present, and our future is tied together, and it can be the same thing over and over and over. So when you see that your present is really your past and it is your future, that's a real eye-opener. Because now you're looking through a lens of seeing yourself a little bit differently. Okay. So and nothing in your life is going to change until you see that, because you want to break that pattern. And some of you may have already done this. But it's when you get to the point where you say, I don't want this anymore, then your life can change. Because now you're stepping out of this earliest memory. And you're stepping out of being victimized or being rejected or being abused, being abandoned. You know, or whatever it is that made you feel limitless and less than what you really are. And this sets you free, because now you no longer have the need to defend yourself. So when you hear the voice of the ego telling you, I can't change, this is who I am, just stop and just notice that this is the voice of fear. And because when you notice it, then you have the power to make the decision in not accepting this old identity anymore. So this is the key. You have the power to set yourself free, because you are the decision maker. That's your magic wand. Having the capacity to be a decision maker is really, really important. That's where your power lies. So here's what is important. Your identity as a victim or anything else that's limiting, excuse me, is not true. It's just a thought. Just a thought. And what is true is that you have something much more powerful than a magic wand. You have the power to change your thoughts. And I know that may not sound like a big deal, but it is really a big deal, because you are the decision maker. And this is really important to recognize it and accept it, because you don't need a magic wand. You have the power to choose differently. And in this power lies miracles, not magic. So, excuse me. So you have the power to change. You know, what do you want to change about your life? You know, if you're totally happy with where you are now, there's no need to change your life. No need to change your thoughts. Excuse me. But if you want a life free of regrets, free of disharmony, free of struggle, free to be you, just recognize that your true power as a decision maker is your ticket home. Okay, so every minute is an opportunity to choose living a full life. Every minute is an opportunity to listening to the voice of your soul. Every minute is an opportunity to choose silencing the voice of the ego. And every minute's an opportunity to being a vessel of love. And you have the power to heal yourself. So we know the ego's teaching one lesson over and over and over. And when you get tired of it, tired of feeling like a victim, tired of feeling abandoned, tired of feeling wounded, you know, you have the power to choose differently. You can't change the past. But you can change right now in this moment to be free of all these old burdens, all these old thoughts about yourself that aren't true. People often say, well, you know, I'm waiting for a change. Change doesn't just happen. You know, if we want our outer world to change, we have to first look within and change within. Then our outer, then we're going to see the world differently. You know, our thoughts are the cause of change, and the outer world is just the effect. So you do have the power to step out of old limiting beliefs and embrace all the wonderful gifts you brought into this lifetime. And you have the power to walk away from struggle and scarcity. You have the power to step into happiness and abundance. And it's all there waiting for you. You know, healing really is simple, but it isn't easy. And we all know that. You know, it takes hard work to let go of old stuff that keeps us locked into a prison of our own making. You have the power to choose. You know, and the ego, which is a system of thought and isn't even real, is bent on keeping us into a prison of lies about who we really are. Sorry, allergies. Okay, so we all deal with this. You know, even Helen Schumann, you know, the scribe of the Course in Miracles, you know, she resisted the teachings of love and resisted choosing, and she would use shopping as a distraction. You know, so I don't want to listen to the right mind. I don't want to listen to the Holy Spirit, so I'm going to go shopping today. And so Ken Wapnick, who, you know, helped edit the Course in the Miracles, and so he would talk about, he would accompany Helen shopping. He goes, and one day we spent a whole day looking for a pair of green pantyhose because she just did not want to listen to the voice of Jesus. Okay. And he said, if anybody wants to know where they can find a good pair of shoes in New York, he's the person to go to. So, you know, no, you're not alone in this. We all struggle with it. Helen didn't even tell her husband about being the scribe of the Course in Miracles for the 7 years that she was doing it. Okay, so the journey home's not easy. You know, it is simple. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is always just waiting for you with open arms. So choose to stop listening to the voice of fear. You know, today we see the results of fear and anger in the shift of the political power. And we see how fear has brought us into a climate of separation and hate and ugliness. And so we know what fear does. You know, and we can choose that which is not fear. We can choose compassion and unity. You know, you have something better than the magic wand. You have real power. Through your capacity to choose, you are the decision maker. So become a beacon of light. We really need that now. Be what you really are, a vessel of light for everyone to see. So I want you to just take away one thought today. You have the power to heal your life. Okay, thank you.